Michael Vick. And that's really all I need to say. I'm Vashti McKenzie. This is your wake-up call. Michael Vick just may be the center of the Cinderella story of the National Football League. A good athlete, quarterback for a premier team, falls from the pedestal of fame, does jail time, and comes back to quarterback the Philadelphia Eagles, and is now touted as one of the best quarterbacks on the field. It is the comeback story of the year. Rags to riches, heel to hero, a can't keep a good man down story, transcending poor judgment and great mistakes. It's a story that writers dream of, but could never imagine in a million years. Here you have the stepchild of football, on the outside looking in, the ex-felon who gets a chance to put on the glass slipper and dance at the ball. Do you think God has a soft spot for those who make great mistakes? Let's see. There's David, the anointed army hero, who looks too long over the balcony at Bathsheba, who falls from the pedestal of fame to retains his royal crown. There's Saul, a murderer, who is eventually elevated to Paul the apostle. The woman with a less than stellar resume in the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter, who runs back into the city of Sychar to preach about a man who told her everything about herself. Or the one who anointed the feet of Jesus with tears and the contents of an alabaster box. Does God have a soft spot for those who make great mistakes? I certainly hope so. Those who have no sin cast the first stone. God told Israel that they weren't chosen because they were the most wonderful people in the whole wide world. On the contrary, God picked them because they were lowly. They probably never felt any lower than when they were in exile in Babylon. Disobedient and rebellious, they found themselves in a God-forsaken country where their enemies made fun of them. Ever done that and been there? The prophet Isaiah reminded them that God was not through with them yet. Now, that's a word for somebody today. God is not through with you yet. One day, everyone will know that you are righteous. God promised to give them a new name. The old one was desolation, and the new one will be Beulah. I will delight in you. You will be married to me. You will be my prize, happily ever after. Beloved of God, falls do not have to be permanent, no matter how many times they happen. What matters is that you get back up, get back on the field with persistence, determination, and hard work on the wings of the promises of God, forgiven, not forsaken, to try, and try again. I'm Vashti McKenzie, and this is your wake-up call.